Yitzchak's parsha says Vayikru Moshe. Moshe called the chol zikna Yisrael, for all the elders of Klal Yisrael. Vayoyim aleihem, he said to them, Mishchi k'chilech hamtzoyim shetek sheep lemishpachateichem v'shachti apusach. Shteit mechilta. Vayikru Moshe the chol zikna Yisrael. Moshe called all the zkeinim of Klal Yisrael, the elders of Klal Yisrael. Shteit mechilta. What did he call the zikna Yisrael? Asuon bezn. He made them to bezn. The Chilta is translating Zikna Yisrael, the elders, the Dayunim of Klal Yisrael, and he made them to a bezdin. So the Mefarshim on the Mechilta explain why did Moshe Rabbeinu make bezdin? Because previously Rebbe Yisrael had told them two mitzvahs: the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazel Lechem, Rosh Chodeshim, the mitzvah of being Mekadosh the Chodesh. In addition, he told them the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now, in order to mekadosh lechodesh, you need a bezin. So, vayikru Moshe lechol zikna Yisrael. Moshe called together the elders of Klal Yisrael. He made them into a bezin, and he was mekadosh lechodesh. That's what the mefarshim lemshat in the mechilta. But the chayyim wants to understand the connection in the pusik is a bit shvav. Vayikru Moshe lechol zikna Yisrael. Moshe called together the elders of Klal Yisrael. He made them into a bezin. Was mekadosh lechodesh. Vayoyim aleihem, and he said to them, Mishchi yikrilu chamtzoni mishpachaseichem. The Shakti Apusach, the Chayyar, that doesn't have any connection. It was two separate things. He was Mekadosh the Chayyadish, that was one thing. And besides that, he was Metzavah them, and he commanded them on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. The Chayyar, could be there is a connection between the two parts of this Pusik. Interesting, Gemur and Chilin, like Kifalef, in front of Machlikas Rishenim here. Gemur and Chilin, Kifalef tells us a story that once the goyim were going to exile on Klal Yisrael, that they mustn't keep in kippur, and the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael taka was a chilin kifalef, and the Gemara says Klal Yisrael taka didn't keep that year in kippur. Instead, interesting, Gemara, they made the zecher for in kippur. They didn't want to forget about in kippur, and Shabbos wasn't so noticeable. They weren't going to work, so they made the zecher for in kippur on Shabbos. But that year they didn't keep in kippur. So the Rishonim asked the following question. The halacha is that if a goy tells a yid, be oivan avera, he threatens him with his life, it's besides three averas, where the zurgi roish vichasumim, he has to be oivan avera and not give up his life. However, if it's a shafa shmad, then on every avera, a yid is mechir to be moitin nefesh rather than be oivan avera. A chili between shafa shmad and not a shafa shmad. Now the lusham, the gemur, there is sham dahave, it was a shafa shmad. And the goyim were goyim that the Eden mustn't keep in kippur. So how is it possible that the Eden didn't keep in kippur? It was a shat hashmad. Even if the goyim had threatened them that they would kill them for keeping in kippur, they should still have kept in kippur. Is the Tzvon Chilin, this is the same song to tell it. The Tzvon Chilin says that the goyim were never goyzer directly on in kippur. They never said you mustn't keep in kippur. What they said was that you mustn't be mekadosh the chodesh. So the rule, Kiddush HaChodesh is a mitzvah asei, and a mitzvah asei doesn't apply that rule of Yerek Valyava even by Shach HaShema. Just that the rule here. So the rule, because they said Bezen mustn't be the Mekadosh HaChodesh, so Bezen weren't Mekadosh HaChodesh, it is Gevoron HaChodesh Tishri, it is Gevoron Yom Kippur. Just that the rule, they Bezen are not Mekadosh HaChodesh, one doesn't have Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is dependent on Chodesh Tishri, and if Bezda not be Kaddish Chodesh Tishri, it will not be Rish Chodesh. Yom Kippur, following on. Steht in Ramban, in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Sosei, Kif and Gimel, we'll talk a little bit more about Ramban later on. The Ramban says that Lu Yitzuyah would happen, that there would be no Bezda to be Mekaddish the Chodesh, but Ramban is there's no Yom Kippur. There'll be no such thing as a yomtiv. In order to have a yomtiv, you need to have a bezin that's mekadosh lechodesh. And if you don't have a bezin that's mekadosh lechodesh, you've lost all the yomim tova. Oy vavoy, zeh pishtein gitpul pshatim pul. By yikru Moshe lechol zikni yisrael. Moshe called together all the elders of Klal Yisrael. Look, the mechil tafsu on bezin. He made them into a bezin for kiddush lechodesh. Why did he need to make them now into a bezin for kiddush lechodesh? Because he was about to be mechatzav them with a mitzvah of korban pesach. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach is on the date of Yud Dalad Nissen, Erev Pesach. Now, if you don't have a Rish Chodesh Nissen, you won't get the Yud Dalad Nissen either, you won't get the Pesach. So, in order to have a Metzias of Yud Dalad Nissen, he needed first to be Mekadosh the Chodesh. So, Yisro. But the Pusik connects very nicely. But Yikro Moshe Lechol Zikna Yisro. Now there's a Chodesh Nissen. If there's a Chodesh Nissen, Vayom Alayim Yisrata V'amishchi Yitzchi Lechem Tzoyne Mishpachaseichem V'shachti Yapuz. But the Master is a big machlokes to Shonim. Because in Yad Rima, in Sanhedrin, that he's based on the base, Shtetting Yad Rima, brings from other Shonim that if Bez Anom Mekadosh the Chodesh, the next Chodesh doesn't happen, Yad Rima is very sharp, and really didactic, but Klaus, Nisht Emes, Nisht Zohar Zazach, even if Bez Anom Mekadosh the Chodesh, it automatically becomes the next Chodesh. You don't need Bezan to Mekadosh the Chodesh, even if Bez Anom Mekadosh, it automatically, on day 31, from the previous Chodesh, will automatically become Rish Chodesh. And someone showed me that the Rav is in Tzeret Kahanim, in Pashas Emre, said also that if even if Bez are not Mekadosh Chodesh, he spoke clearly about Pesach actually, so if Bez are not Mekadosh Chodesh, it automatically will be Pesach of Nissen. You don't need Bez to be Mekadosh Chodesh to create the Chodesh Nissen, to have a Yontif of Pesach. So we have a bigger Mekadosh Chodesh. On the one hand, the Ritzvot and the Ramban seem to hold that Bez are not Mekadosh Chodesh, the next Chodesh doesn't come, and you won't have any Yom Tov. On the other hand, the Abrama and the Raivid hold that even if Bez are not Mekadosh the Chodesh, it still becomes the next Chodesh. Let's have a look a bit more into the workings of how Bez make the Chodesh. The Rambam in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, the Rambam writes that he came with Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh Halucha Beis, that the Rambam the following is Halucha Mishnah Mishnah. So the Zman Shiyesh Sanhedrin, in the time, in the period of Kalisu, when there was a Sanhedrin, Koivin Alariyah. Then, Bezin, need that Adam come down, say when they saw the new Tavuna, and Bezin on Makadish the Chodesh. Other, the Zman Shiyesh Sanhedrin, during the period of time when there's no Sanhedrin, which is like we have now, then, with the Rambam, Koivin Al Chesh Ben Zeh, Shuuni Mechashvin Barayoyim. The end is Kuk Alariyah. There's two alternative methods of the Rambam how to make Kishchodesh. There's one, Rebbe Yishan gives two methods how to do it. One, through Riyah, Eidim see the Nulebuna, they come to Bezin hear out the Eidim, and they say it in the Kudosh HaChodesh, and it becomes Kishchodesh. With Mamad, there's no Sanhedrin. Then there's another alternative method, nothing to do with Bezin. There's a Cheshbun, which is our calendar, there's a certain amount of leap chadushim in a year, a minimum and a maximum, and every year is different, and there's a certain amount of leap years, and there's a maxa. That's a certain chesed which works automatically. So the Rambam Halacha Gimel, the emesai is chili kol yisroel lechashiv the chesed zeh. When did this chesed start? When did they stop the oifen of Re'iyah and start with the oifen of chesed? The seis chachme at halnez in the end of the period of the Gemurah, the eish shachov et yisroel, et yisroel completely churiv. For the nisha shom bezin kuviyah, there was no bezin there. Hours of the Rambam, b'mei chachmei mishnah, the times of the mishnayos, b'chem b'mei chachmei talmud, b'mei abayi v'ruvah, up to the point of abayi v'ruvah, b'gemura, or kviyat et yisur le'yisaymchem, they used to have bezden et yisur making the shchedesh, and sending shlichim to Bovel to inform them when the shchedesh. So that's the shit of the Rambam, that there are two alternative methods of how to make the shchedesh. The Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvah Sosei Kifin Gimel, argues on the Rambam, and he holds that, doesn't know where the Rambam got this halucha mishum sinai from, so there's no such thing as kiddush hachodesh of yichesben. The only way to have a shchodesh is through bezin. Bezin has to make it a shchodesh. Break the Rambam. Nowadays we don't have a bezin. We don't have a smicha. So how are we going to have a shchodesh nowadays? So the Rambam, that Reb Hillel, who he was the son of Rebbi Danusi, he foresaw that there will come a time in Klal Yisrael that there will be no bezin any longer. So he stood up and he made in advance, he was Mekadosh the Chedushim. So it says, last week Shabbos, Parshas Vo'er, Tovshin Sam of Zayin, was a Shchodesh Shvat. That was because of Hillel, B'nai Shabbat Anusi, almost 2,000 years ago, stood up and said that on that day should be Rishchodesh, Mekiddush HaChodesh. So we have Rishchodesh only because it was a Bezin who made it to Rishchodesh. Rabban says clearly that the Hillel B'nai Shabbat Anusi foresaw there would be no smicha. But the Murigat, that will be Yivatlu Amoyadus, there will be no such thing as Yom Tov. If you don't have a Shchodesh, you cannot have Yom Tov, as the state of Rambam, which is Rambam we mentioned earlier. It's possible that the Machlokes Rishonim that we mentioned earlier, And this machlokes is shown, it may be totally one or the other. It says, the Ritzvo and the Yad and the Ramban hold that if there's no bezin to make a shchodesh, it's not a shchodesh. The Yad Ramah, the Ravid hold that even if bezin don't make a shchodesh, it automatically becomes the next shchodesh. It could be that the Yad Ramah and the Ravid, they hold at the Ramban, that there's two alternative methods of making a shchodesh. Now the Ramban says the two alternative methods are Aleph, when there is Sanhedrin, Beis, when there's no Sanhedrin. Possibly, suggesting, that he has in, if Sanhedrin are not willing to make a Shchodesh, for whatever reason it is, that's as good as his Manshei Sanhedrin. It was a Gzeir Shmab, and the Goyim don't let Bezdin make a Shchodesh. So there could be, that's like with Manshei Sanhedrin. There were two alternative methods that Rebbe Yishlim gave for Kaisel to make a Shchodesh. Either when Bezdin make a Shchodesh, and if there's no Bezdin to make a Shchodesh, either because there is no Bezdin, or because the Goyim don't let them make a Shchodesh, on both accounts, there'll be an alternative method. It'll happen, not be chesed. So then, with man ain't Sanhedrin, or with man that the goyim don't let the Sanhedrin make a shchodesh, it becomes a shchodesh automatically using the method of chesed. The Rambam and the Ritzvul, they hold no. There's only a shchodesh through Bezdin, and if Bezdin don't make a shchodesh, it's better to shchodesh. It's very interesting. There's a third shift in the Rishonim. Ruled down the Rebbeinu B'chai in this week's parsha, the Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, and the B'chai says, things from Ben Chanavu, that there's no such thing as Kiddush HaChodesh or Piriyah. Kiddush HaChodesh only works through Cheshbon. As this is Dr. Ben Chanavu. Dr. We find the Gemurah that Aden came to say when they saw the Chodesh, and the Gamliel had big series of Levuna in his house to show the Aden and ask them. Yeah? Dr. Ben Chanavu is emphasized that the Basisim and the Tzoykim, they held that need to be Kiddush HaChodesh or Piriyah. And they used to make fun that the cheshbon of the chachomim is not emes cheshbon. And they don't know what they're doing, they don't understand. Finish richtig. So just in order to prove to the tzoykim that our cheshbon is oisgehalten, our cheshbon is correct, they used to bring Adam down to say that they saw the levuna, that was only just to prove that the cheshbon was the correct cheshbon. But be'emes of the Ramban, of the Ben Chananel, the shchodesh is only through cheshbon. We've got three shittes here. Ramban, that is two methods. Ramban, only bezni, and Rabbi Chananel, only cheshbon. Rabbi Nechanal brings it in some Tariah. He says, Klal Yisrael were in the midst for 40 years. Surrounding Klal Yisrael, on top, bottom, on all sides, there was crowds. Anani Akovit. So Rabbi Nechanal, they didn't see the moon. They didn't see the moon in the midst. So how would they be Kaddish the Chodesh of Piriyah? So Rabbi Nechanal is Nochach, that in midst there was no such thing. So it has to be, they were Kaddish the Chodesh of Piriyah. No such thing as Kiddish the Chodesh. As a bit of Ben Chananel, a raya, that you don't have to be Mekadosh HaChodesh HaPiriyah, because in the midst there was no riyah, they didn't see the moon. Versteht sich leid, the Rambam, that's not such a stark raya, because the Rambam holds the two alternative methods. So it's very possible that the Rambam, during the period of time when the midst, that's like with Man She'en Sanhedrin, and there's no Sanhedrin to be Mekadosh HaChodesh. So everybody, you got to go back to Kiddush HaChodesh HaPiriyah. But then Ben Chananel brings that raya. That's still very interesting in Yalav Devash. He brings down this shit of Shem Rebbeinu Tam, not Shem Rebbeinu Chananel, and he says, the Gemara tells us, the Kainim of the Zohar said, that Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chama, Pnei Yeshia Kepnei Levuna. The face of Moshe lights like the sun, and the face of Yeshia like the Levuna. So why did this Kainim of the Zohar say it? Why the elders of the generation, did they say it? So to Rebbe Yonatan, that the youngsters of the generation, they didn't know what the moon looks like. They never saw it. They were the whole life, they were surrounded by the Anana Kuba. They didn't know what the moon looks like. The Canaan of the day, they remembered not the Levuna before, from prehistoric times. They remembered it from before they came into Anana Kuba. So they were able to say, now, coming back to the Ramban. Pashtus, there's no chilik and din, how do you make a shchodesh? Be it you made a shchodesh through cheshbon, or be made the Shchodesh through Riyah, there's just two alternative methods of making the Shchodesh. But once you've made the Shchodesh, it's the same Shchodesh, be it if you made it through Riyah, or if you made it through Chesed. The big Chiddush I'd like to say over from Sefer Zerav Ruam, Simon Vov. Sefer Zerav Ruam is a safe and exchange of letters between the Menachem Zembe of Varsha and the Barum Luftwir, who was the son-in-law of the Ostermech. And Barum Luftwir, the great Tamil Kuchen, and he was Mr. Young, and noch Chaim was his father-in-law, and he didn't leave over any children. So Menachem Zembe after the Achamei Resim of this Rebbe Avraham Luftwir printed the Sefer, the Linish Musa, an exchange of letters between these two. It's a Rum Luftwil writes a big hitch. He writes the Osamech, not yet the Marek, Osamech asked him a certain kasha. And to say a terror to that kasha, he said the following chiddush. Unfortunately, he doesn't write whether he told the Osamech that terror. So we don't know whether we have a haskum of the Osamech to the terror or not. But he said this chiddush, he said to answer a kasha that the Osamech had asked him. He wants to say that this is a chiddush. He wants to say that if a chiddik and din, if bezn or kaveya the chiddush through ri'ir, or if bezn or kaveya the chiddush through cheshbin. Do a mitzvah from Korban Pesach. Fukter Abarum Lufi. Korban Pesach is only if it became the chiddush through ri'ir. When bezn or kaveya the chiddush through cheshbin, there's no such mitzvah of Korban Pesach. A gewaldig chiddush. The chayre, he learned it up in the psikim. Hachodesh is there the chayim rosh chadush. Rosh the banishment told Moshe Rabbeinu kaver eve kadosh. Look at that levunim. You see it at the following side. Kaver eve kadosh. The banishment gave him the mitzvah of riyah, and then immediately afterwards he gave him the mitzvah of korban pesach. Kipshuta, there's no connection. Two mitzvahs, one mitzvah kiddush hachodesh of riyah, and one mitzvah of korban pesach. Where he's learning the two things are connected. Only when you'll be mekadosh the chodesh of Yecheshbon will there be a mitzvah of korban pesach. Look to it. An open nifle. Tosis in condition of lamed zayin umud beis. Frekta kash. That Rashi in Baloitzko writes that Klal Yisrael in the mitzvah weren't makif korban pesach. So it's with Rashi in Pasha, but only one time. But generally Klal Yisrael in the mitzvah weren't makif korban pesach. In Tosis, frekta kash. Why? Why weren't they makif korban pesach? And Tosis has got two truths, and either because the whole mitzvah korban pesach only started when they came to Yisrael, or Tosis said because they were arelim in mitzvah, they hadn't done bismillah, two pshutim in Tosis. So there, Gvaldi Gechad. The Rebbein the Chananel tells us that in Midbar they didn't see the Levun. So the Oibazoi, they couldn't be Mekadosh the Chodesh al Pi Re'ir. They could only be Mekadosh the Chodesh using the method of Cheshbon. So when you have a Kiddush the Chodesh al Pi Cheshbon, there's no such thing as Korban Pesach. So in Midbar, when it was a Kiddush the Chodesh al Pi Cheshbon, there was no such thing as Mitzvah Korban Pesach. A Gvaldi Gechidish from Bavum Lufti. So he says that that's Shat, he brings this Mechilta. And he says that's what Shat the Mechilta. Vayikru Moshe, the Chol Zikni Yisru. Moshe Rabbeinu called together the elders of Klal Yisru. Look at the Mechilta, what did he want from them? Asu on Bezen. He made them into a Bezen. Why did he make them into a Bezen? To be Mekadosh HaChodesh. Why did he need to make the Kiddush HaChodesh here? Because if you're not Mekadosh HaChodesh up here, you'll have to use Cheshbon. You use Cheshbon, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. And Yikru Moshe Rechol Zikni Yisru, Moshe Rabbeinu called together the elders of Christ, and he was Kaveh the Chodesh Api Re'iyah, and then the Yayim Aleim, now he says to them, oh, the Zoy, Mishchi Yikri Lechem Tzoy, in Mishpecha Seichem, Veshachti Apus, the Chazua Mitzvah, then called them Tzoy. I gewalt the Chiddush, but Rum Lofi, amen, what could that bring right? Shud, we don't know whether Osamech was masking to the Chiddush, or the gewalt the Chiddush there. Now, 180 years ago, ik ben een grote tumbel in Klal Yisroel. Ik ben een Talmud met Kivege. Hij is een van de Tzviyish Kalsha. En hij wanted to be makkelijk kabunus met mannen ze. Hij zei dat we pasken, de Rambam pasken, de kadishe reshoine of de Bet Migdosh, de kitsche de shato, de kitsche lusad lover. When the goyim, the kur of the Bet Migdosh, they didn't destroy the kadusha, they destroyed the exterior of the Bet Migdosh, but the kadusha samukum of the Bet Migdosh remained even after the chol, made even after the chol. Oy, but there is a time it should be makar kabunas. This man of there is a mitzvah to be makar the chol. No reason why not to be makar the chol. This man of there. I sorry so. Tell me this man of there. Said it. But aloch is that a chol that's kavila is man. A chol that's got a fixed date is derechet a Shabbos, but derechet a tumah, derechet tumah. So with that, there's no reason why in our present times we can't be makar kabunas. In the Beit HaMikdash. So do a tshiva, ech tam seife, in Yerideya, Simen Resh, Lamed Vov, the tshiva to Reb Kivega, and it seems to be from the tshiva that Reb Kivega was noted to be masking to Tzviyish Kadasha, because he had written to the Chum Seife about receiving permission from the authorities, why the Chum Seife had a connection to the authorities of Yerushalayim, somehow, but it's clear from the beginning of the tshuva, Chum Seife writes to him, it's impossible to talk to them about being makkah the kabunas because they only allow Yishmaelim to come onto the Mukam HaMikdash, is nicht nur zu reden wegen getting permission from the authorities. But that's the Chassam Sofer writes, Reb Kiveger, it seems to be that Reb Kiveger was noted to Reb Tzvi Ishkadosh, and he was talking about receiving permission. Then the Reb Kiveger, again, clear from the Chassam Sofer's tshuva back to Reb Kiveger, that Reb Kiveger was more a few problems with being Mak of Kabunas, the man is there. We're not sure who the Kahanim of his man is there. Tumma, Sashidan problem. The Binyan scene in Simon Aleph, he writes a tshuva to Tzvi Ishkadosh quite a few years later. The Tzvi Ishkadosh had written a safe, judicious scene to promote this idea of being Makar Kabunas to his man is there. The matter is, the Achronim brings that it wasn't a modern idea, exactly to the date of 750 years ago in Shnat Yud Zayin. There was a captain of Sarach brings that Reb Chaim in Paris went to Tzitzrul and wanted to be Makav Kabunas for the same reason that the Tzvi Ishkadosh, but Lemaite it seems to be that the Nishgalunga didn't work. But this idea was much older than Tzvi Ishkadosh. In Shnat Yud Zayin is Shem Gevein this plan of being Makav Kabunas is one of them. The Binyan scene is Siman Aleph. So Chaim Mekanish Makav Kabunas is one of them. Because in Pusik and Pashas B'chitoyt Ha'ishtayt that the Rebbein Shlem says the Rebbein Shlom won't have any more reach nichoyach from the kabunas of Klal. So if there isn't the teichecha state, v'lo yiriach v'reach nichoyachem, that means you can't be makav kabunas. Once the off the chovim, you can't be makav a kol. V'lo yiriach v'reach nichoyachem, the Rebbein Shlom doesn't want the kabunas. It can't be makav like a kol. So this is the binyan theme. That's his time against the Tzvi Ishkadosh. The Mitziv in Hamik Dov and Pashas B'chikoytai, it doesn't mean the Binyan Tzim, he says the same thing. Looked up at the Mitziv, that's all good by other Kavunas, where it says the Reach Nechoyach. So it's about the Kavun Pesach Shtekish Reach Nechoyach. Doesn't say in the Pashas Kavun Pesach Reach Nechoyach. Oy Bazoi, so the Mitziv, in Pesach there's no reason not to be Makriv, there's none of there. And the Mitziv writes that Be'emeth, after the Chobin, Klaus will continue to be Makiv Chobin Pesach till after Chobin Beta, till after Chobin Beta, Klaus will continue to be Makiv Chobin Pesach. Now, why? This doesn't go into why we shouldn't do it with Manazer then. But the Lishrat in the history of Klaus, after the Chobin, they were Makiv Kabunas, up to Chobin Pesach, he says, up to Chobin Beta. We go down and not to the chronological order. But the famous story, the famous story in Pesachim, that he did in Messiah with a guy that he wanted to come and paste that, and he did in Messiah tricked him. That he did in Messiah lived after the Chol. So you see from that Gemara that they were makar of Kav and Pesach even after the Chol. As if he's then bringing a raya. L'chayr, the way Reb Avraham Lofer has put down the myth of Kav and Pesach, this whole thing is irrelevant because Reb Avraham Lofer says that the mitzvah of Kol Pesach, I'm not a chiddush, that the mitzvah of Kol Pesach is only when Klal Yisrael makadosh the chiddush using the method of Re'ir. Should they use the kiddush chiddush of Pi Cheshbon, then there's no mitzvah of Kol Pesach. Now, the Rambam tells us that even after the Chobin, up to the time of Abai Verover, there were makadosh the chiddush of Pi Re'ir. So, after the Chobin, until Chobin Beta, that's fine, there was a kiddush chiddush of Pi Re'ir, there was a mitzvah of Kol Pesach. Oh, but this man has that is no Sanhedrin. In the Chishduka, Kiddush HaChodesh, Apiriyah. Only a Kiddush HaChodesh using the method of Cheshbon. You use the method of Cheshbon, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So this man has there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. According to this Shtikul Torah of the Vorufi, again, I'll repeat, it's a very big Chiddush. You have to be right as a Chiddush. Of the way he said it, in the Shtuka mitzvah and Korban Pesach, this man has there. So maybe all the Cheshbonis, that Kol Pesach is different, there's no Reach Nechoyach, but Chol, if it's Manah Zeh, one couldn't be Makar Kol Pesach, because there's no mitzvah of Kol Pesach. Just want to take his Chiddush a step further, if I may. So do a Chiddush, also a Chiddush, as I mentioned here once, from Buch Tam, and the Chazanish. They is looking, that just as the Rambam tells us, that in there was periods of time in Klal Yisrael, there were certain times when there were Makadosh and Chiddush using Re'ir, and certain times in Klal Yisrael, when the Mekadosh Lechodesh of Pi Cheshbon, so the Buch Tam and Agudas and Pi Oven and Rosh Hashanah says, the same thing applies in distance. That means that is, Bezdin were in Eretz Yisrael. And they heard from Edom that they saw the new moon, they were Mekadosh HaChodesh. But people who live far away from Yerushalayim, they didn't know that Bezel Mekadosh HaChodesh. So Bezel used to send out Shlichim to tell them on the Shchodesh. But so because the Shlichim hadn't arrived, all those places where the Shlichim didn't arrive at all, so it says, that's like a time that Mam Sha'en Sanhedrin. Just like you had in time as Mam that there's no Sanhedrin, you can have a place where Sanhedrin is not connected to them. The Sanhedrin can't reach that place. So that place is like as Mam Sha'en Sanhedrin. So they say that in Chit Lourdes, Kiddush HaChodesh, where it wasn't Shlichi at the Zul Magiyan, Kiddush HaChodesh went through Cheshvan. And the Chazon Ish has a whole problem of what's the whole Yom Tov Sheni about, because Yom Tov Sheni was only because he didn't know when Bezum and Mekadosh HaChodesh and Eretz Yisroel, but if they could use Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi Cheshvan, then that would be. So what do they need to know when it was? That's the Chazanish. The Buchtam says it could come out, and it says it's not a Stira B'chal. In Eretz Yisroel, when the Mekadosh HaChodesh HaPi Riyah, you could have him Kippur on one day, you could have him Kippur on a Monday, and in Chitzos, the Mekadosh HaChodesh HaPi Cheshvan, you Kippur could be on Tuesday, and it's not a Stira, because here the Mekadosh HaChodesh HaPi Riyah, and here the Mekadosh HaChodesh HaPi Cheshvan. Address the Chiddush, the Buchtam, Chazanish. Now, taking this together with the Chiddush of Rav Rumloff, then we have a Gevaldige Chiddush. He said that where Kiddush HaChodesh works on Piriyah, there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Where Kiddush HaChodesh works on Pichesben, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. That, in Eretz Yisroel, when the Mekadosh HaChodesh on Piriyah, there'll be a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. In Chitzot, in those places where they don't know when there's a Mekadosh HaChodesh in Eretz Yisroel, so then Kiddush HaChodesh works up your cheshbon, they won't have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Now Tosfos in Pesuchim of Gimel Lebeis, in the story of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Tosfos says Akash. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Ganze Meise, who was a goy, who bragged that he went and he ate Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira told them, tricked him, and said, go tell them they should give you a piece of the tail, and he didn't know that the tail you makir from the Mizbeach, and he asked for the tail, and it was a vadi, it was a goy, and they killed him. Ashayda, why they killed him? Mishnegeh. So, what they sent a message to Rebbe and Beseira. Atul ben Etzivan, you are an Etzivan. It's in Zoschul priest and your nets are cast all the way to Yerushalayim. You've managed to catch this guy in Yerushalayim. Tosfos, when Rebbe and Beseira was an Etzivan, why didn't he come to Yerushalayim to be Makom Korban Pesach? Why didn't he come to Yerushalayim to be Oleh Regel? As if Tosfos Tzvekas. Look, Tosfos. No, the Rebbe of Beseira was a Nitzivim, Shem HaTzitzah says Nitzivim was a Chitzlur, so maybe the Rebbe of Beseira didn't go to the Makkah Korban Pesach. Back to Mishkan Melech. Never heard of such a thing. Why someone who lives in Chitzlur does not mechir to go to the Makkah Korban Pesach? What's the difference where you live? If you live in Etzisum, if you live in Chitzlur, in all cases you should have a mitzvah to go to the Makkah Korban Pesach. What does it make a difference where you live? To have torn Korban Pesach for someone who lives in Chitzlur. Lechoyer, the way he said now, if Netzivim was a place that En Shlichei is the Tzur Magiyim, so then the Kiddush HaChodesh wasn't Al Piriyah. Kiddush HaChodesh was Al Pi Cheshbon. Where Kiddush HaChodesh is Al Pi Cheshbon, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So Tosfos said the Lushan, Chitzlur, there's no mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Perhaps one could just limit this a bit. They're not in Chitzlur, but any place in Chitzlur where they don't know of the Kriyas HaChodesh and Tzur, or at least until they don't know the mitzvah, they won't have the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So let's say they heard Yud Aleph Nissen when Chodesh Nissen became, so then they have a Chodesh of a Apiri, and then it's maybe too late to go to Tzitzur, but the mitzvah of Korban Pesach will only be Chal when you have a Kiddush HaChodesh Apiri. Of course this is all very big tradition, but voices of Rebbe Rumloff here. I just want to hear a beautiful vote, my great uncle, the Bolder Rebbe, Mamash, directly connected to what we spoke about. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah says, a very interesting Rambam, the Rambam says that if Lo Yetzuyah will come a time in Klal Yisroel that there will be no Yidden in Eretz Yisroel at all, not just the Bezin, there will be no Yidden in Eretz Yisroel at all, so the Rambam, then there's no such thing as Kiddush HaChodesh, either using the method of Re'iyah or using the method of Cheshbon. In both cases, you need to have Yidden living in Eretz Yisroel. But the Rambam says that Rebbe Yishon was Mafiach, I'm not sure where this Apsucha was. There will always be Yidden in Eretz Yisroel, and because there always are Yidden in Eretz Yisroel, that's why we can have Rosh Chodesh. But do you see a Chalila Me'akel Yasa Zoyz at the Rambam? If there will be no Yidden in Eretz Yisroel, then there will be no such thing as Rosh Chodesh. He said that this Rambam, a beautiful pshat, in Rashi, in the beginning of the third Rashi in Bereshit, Rashi says that Omer Rabbi Yitzchok, the whole Yitzchok lehaskos atoyre and machoyish zedechem. The end of the Torah should have begun with the Chodesh Zelechem. She mitzvah Rishonish in Stavi Yisuru. The Torah should have started with Tashish Boi with the mitzvah of the Chodesh Zelechem. Ma tam pusach lebereishis. Why did the Torah start with bereishis? Because Shigyami Yimus Loilam, listen at them, she kevashed them out to Shiva Goyim. If the Goyim will say that the Yidin of Sodom Eretz Yisrael, then we'll tell them, no, hen lemerem, kol uret shakudish borgi, he bora, we'll show them Master Bereishis. And we'll be able to prove to them that the Baruch Hashem created the world, it was his, and he gave us Eretz Yisroel. So he asked, Echoy Yisushvem, at the end of the day, why do you need to begin with Parshas Bereishis? So you need somewhere that's ready to tell us the story of Master Bereishis to understand why he even have Eretz Yisroel. But the Chayyur Rashi has a time that the beginning of the Torah should be the first mitzvah of the Chayyur Shazer Lechem, Rosh Chedushim. Okay, let's look with this Rambam and Zeigit. Because part of the mitzvah of the Chayyur Shazer Lechem, Rosh Chedushim is that you need Yidin living in Eretz Yisroel. If you don't have Yidin living in Eretz Yisroel, you don't have the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chedushim. So in order to explain to us the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chedushim, you need to understand how the Yidin get to Eretz Yisroel. Or the Zoy Beresh is Bura Lekim, that means is how Yidin got to Eretz Yisroel. Or the Zoy, we have the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chedushim.